Five of the finest soldiers that's ever been born. When I first started, I says, look, I says, I don't want you to love me. I said, you love your mothers and your sweethearts and your sisters and your brothers. I said, don't love me. I said, I'm going to build respect. And I said, before you get through with me, you're going to know what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it. And that's going to keep you alive. And I was tough. As a matter of fact, when it was 21 degrees below zero, they shaved in the morning. They shaved their face. And one of the new ones asked me, Lieutenant, I'd like to ask you, why we have to shave? I says, well, I said, when you shave, don't you feel better? Yes, sir. I said, if you feel better, you look better. And I said, you think you're a pretty good soldier. I said, if you think you're a good soldier, maybe you'll become a good soldier. And that was my theory, and by God, it worked. But they didn't like it. Certainly they didn't like it. I don't blame them. Anyhow, Sergeant Rogers at the convention, he said, James, he says, I want to talk to you. He said, you were the meanest son of a bitch that I ever had to serve under. He said, but you brought us home. Finally, I'll die knowing that. We love one another.